Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Zoom Video Communications, or ZM as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to understand what's driving this tech giant and where it might head in the future, you're in the right place. Let's dive into a comprehensive breakdown of Zoom, a company most of us already know for revolutionizing remote communication. Instead of rehashing the basics, let's talk about what's been happening lately and how it's shaping up for your portfolio. First off, Zoom has been in the spotlight with some intriguing updates. Their latest earnings call for FY25 revealed a modest revenue bump of 3% year-over-year for Q4, hitting $1.184 billion. That's not explosive, but it shows they're still growing despite a tougher macro environment. They've also been doubling down on AI-driven innovations to enhance their platform, which could be a game changer. Performance-wise, Zoom's stock has had its ups and downs, with short-term fluctuations over the past few weeks and months, but it's holding steady compared to some peers in the tech and communication services sector. Let's unpack this further as we get into the meat of our SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to see if Zoom deserves a spot in your long-term investment strategy. Strengths. Zoom's financials are a solid starting point. That $1.184 billion in Q4 revenue from the latest earnings call shows they've still got a strong grip on the market for video conferencing and remote collaboration. Their ability to maintain growth, even if it's just 3%, in a post-pandemic world where hybrid work isn't as new anymore, speaks to their staying power. Profitability is another feather in their cap. Looking at their income statements, net income and EPS have remained consistent, reflecting a business that's not just growing, but also managing to keep the bottom line healthy. Their gross profit margin is impressive too, indicating they're not burning cash to keep the lights on. Cash flow is a standout. Their free cash flow yield is strong, and the cash flow statements show consistent operating cash flow generation. This gives Zoom the flexibility to reinvest in innovation or weather any economic storms, something us long-term investors love to see. Brand recognition is through the roof. Zoom became a household name during the pandemic, and even as competition heats up, their platform remains synonymous with virtual meetings. That kind of intangible asset can't be understated. Weaknesses. Let's be real, growth isn't what it used to be. That 3% year-over-year revenue increase is fine, but it's a far cry from the explosive numbers we saw during the height of remote work. The market might be signaling saturation in their core offering, and for a tech company, slowing growth can spook investors, even if the fundamentals are sound. Valuation concerns pop up when we look at the metrics. The price-to-earnings ratio isn't screaming bargain, and while the forward PE suggests some optimism, it's not drastically lower than the current figure. This means the market might already be pricing in a lot of Zoom's future potential, leaving less room for upside unless they surprise us. Debt levels, while not alarming, are worth a glance. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't terrible, but it's something to monitor, especially if they ramp up spending on new initiatives or acquisitions. Balance sheet health is critical for long-term stability, and any misstep here could weigh on the stock. Lastly, their reliance on the core video conferencing product is a bit of a double-edged sword. While they're the leader, the lack of significant diversification in revenue streams, based on product segment data, means they're vulnerable if the market shifts away from their bread and butter. Opportunities. AI is the buzzword right now, and Zoom is leaning into it hard. Their earnings call highlighted a focus on leveraging AI to drive innovation and improve customer engagement. If they can integrate cutting-edge features that make their platform stickier, think smarter meeting summaries or automated workflows, they could reignite growth and capture more enterprise clients. This is a big if, but the potential is there. Expansion into new markets and offerings is another avenue. Geographic revenue data shows they've got room to grow in regions outside their core markets. Plus, their push into enterprise solutions, as mentioned in the earnings summary, could tap into higher-margin business clients who are willing to pay for premium features. The hybrid work trend isn't going anywhere. Even if the pandemic frenzy has cooled, companies worldwide are sticking with flexible work models. Zoom is well positioned to capitalize on this long-term shift, especially if they can stay ahead of competitors with better user experiences. Valuation could become an opportunity. If the forward PE estimates hold and the stock dips on short-term noise, it might present a buying window for long-term investors like us who believe in their ability to innovate and grow market share. Threats. Competition is fierce, and I can't stress this enough. Zoom isn't the only player in town. Big names and smaller upstarts are constantly nipping at their heels. If they lose their edge in user experience or pricing, they could see market share slip, especially as competitors roll out similar AI-driven features. Macroeconomic headwinds are a real concern. The earnings call mentioned navigating a challenging environment, and if businesses cut back on tech spending or if a recession hits, Zoom's growth could stall further. This isn't unique to them, but as a tech stock, they're sensitive to these cycles. Innovation risk is something to watch. While they're investing in AI and new features, there's always the chance they don't execute well or that the market doesn't adopt these updates as hoped. Tech moves fast, and a misstep here could hurt their long-term relevance. Regulatory and privacy concerns linger in the background. While not directly mentioned in recent news, the nature of their business means data security and compliance are always potential landmines. Any slip-up could damage their reputation and stock price overnight. So, where does this leave us? Zoom Video Communications is a company with a strong foundation, solid financials, a powerful brand, and a clear role in the future of work. But it's not without its challenges. The slowing growth and competitive pressures are real, and they need to nail their innovation strategy to keep investors excited. For the long-term retail investor, Zoom presents a mixed bag. It's a stable player with potential upside through AI and enterprise expansion, but you've got to be mindful of the risks, especially in a choppy economic climate. As we wrap up, I'd say Zoom is worth keeping on your radar. If you're already invested, hold tight and watch how their AI initiatives and enterprise push play out over the next few quarters. If you're on the fence, consider waiting for a better entry point, especially if short-term market noise drags the price down. Remember, long-term investing is about patience and picking companies with staying power, and Zoom might just have that if they play their cards right. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on Zoom in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term winner, or are you wary of the competition? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.